Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another episode of Fuck Your Feelings. I'm your host, Brunson. I got some fellas on the line. I got the boy, Smitty, who's all the way out in Vegas. I think he auditioning to be a showgirl, but that's for another episode. I got the boy, Vehicular Hicks, on the line. What's up?
What up?
And then, all the way from Atlanta, GA, the young Thelonious, Mr. Rap Star himself. I know I'm pulling one out the clouds.
Rap Star.
CEO, baby brother of Brandon. Round of applause, everybody. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Hey, thank you.
I don't know if I did this consciously or subconsciously, but for Smitty, I didn't bring this up in the pre-show. Theo is studying chemistry as a PhD student down at Georgia Tech, which now makes him the most, quote-unquote, educated man on this podcast. So fuck your master's degree in public policy or whatever and anything else you got, because that motherfucker's going to be making shit that you can't even conceive, period. So
big ups to him. So are you trying to tell me to fuck the horse I rode in on?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying, make sure you put some respect on his name, because that's going to be...
He ain't a PhD student yet. I mean, he ain't a PhD yet.
He's a PhD student now.
Yeah. But he ain't a doctor yet, so I ain't got to call him shit.
Hey, but Theo, you better put some respect on that man's name.
All right? Hey, listen. I'll fight all y'all for Theo, because I like him more than both of y'all. So, and always have. I'm just going to let y'all know that, because that's the Thelonious.
Okay.
Hey, just on Smitty, though. So we don't want to hear nothing about you. And as far as Brunson with his $5 words, catharsis and efficacy, and you had another one the other week. I forgot I was going to throw you one for it, but I didn't even say nothing. So,
hey, we got to bring this up as another podcast, because I heard some words when I listened back, and I was like, hold up. Brandon calling me out for my words, but he got a bunch of them. Like, I think you said disestablishmentarianism or something like that, and I was like, hold up. You can't call me out if you out here using the whole fucking English lettering system and shit. I'm gonna fucking do some Greek alphabet in that shit to spell that word, and I'm using big words. But anyway, so
did Theo say hi though? Did he say hi?
He did. We just keep talking over Theo, and we being rude as fuck.
Yeah, we have our guest on, so we don't want to be rude. We want to be valued of his time.
Well, let him speak then. Shut the hell up, Smitty.
You the one talking all the goddamn time. I'm going to hang up on your ass.
It's all good. I'm enjoying my stir fry. It's all good.
We appreciate you, Theo. Thank you for joining us, bro. So moving right into it, we got four men on the line, and we're going to talk about some serious men shit here right now. We're going to talk about some men pride. And in that man pride, I want to address a couple things. First off, let me ask y'all, and I need y'all to be open, honest, and candid about this. When do you niggas cry? And how often do you niggas
cry? Oh, did you prep us for that?
Yeah, it's in the list. It's pre-pro.
So, I'm going to take crying? That one. I don't cry. Like, I don't cry.
Lying.
I don't cry.
Why the fuck you lying?
Like, I almost cry when I stub my baby toe, but I don't cry.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me finish. Why not, Smitty?
You know, I don't know. Like, I don't have... So, sometimes I think I'm emotionally cold, and I don't, I don't think I need to cry. Like, I haven't found a situation where I needed to cry yet. I mean, there's times where tears are about to come out, but they don't make it. It just don't come out. It just, like, something snaps on me, and it's just like, okay, it ain't gonna happen. But I've tried, but...
So, do you remember the last time you did cry?
Yeah, at my dad's funeral, like, maybe, my dad's been, like, 6 years ago.
I wasn't. Oh, I guess I was married. Yeah. It's been about 6 years. Okay. All right. Well, Brandon, what about you? And I guess that's it.
So
you cry.
Yeah.
Okay. When was the last time do you remember that you cried when you cried?
Last night.
Wow. So Smitty's a sociopath if he actually doesn't cry, number one.
I am a sociopath. I understand that.
All right, well, we can leave American Psycho's feelings out on this. But at the same time, so not randomly, but I often cry when nobody else is around. And one of the things that I do cry at, and it's hilarious to me because I can't help it, but I cry at sad movies. Like, what was I watching? I almost cried watching The Joker yesterday when, when he was sitting there, he had just got his ass whooped for the second time. And I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
They was kicking this dude when they the first time, with the sad music. I was like, okay, that's cold.
But then I still haven't seen the movie yet.
Wall Street Bankers on the subway, and I was like, what the fuck?
Do I have to put a spoiler alert out?
Oh, I'm sorry. Man, that's all I'm gonna say about the movie.
It's been like 2 weeks now, so fuck it. If you ain't seen it, fuck you. And
it came out October 4th. What's today? The 26th?
7th. So, yeah.
27th. So then, yeah. Whoever, they late. When I seen Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though I knew Gwen Stacy was going to die,
I still cried. It's horrible because this nigga is spreading his feelings to us and we out here laughing about when he cried. That's fucked up. Go ahead.
I'm just being real. Every time I watch Forrest Gump, and I done seen that movie like 20 times, every time I watch that movie, if nobody's around, I'll blow my fucking eyes out.
Listen, I will say this.
If somebody's around, I kind of just like choke that shit up real quick. But that's messed up, right?
Listen, the older I get, I've noticed that I started like just watching shit on TV choke me up a lot more. Like a lot more. Like the older I get, that shit just be really bothering me these days, and I'd be like, "Fuck, you know, where did that come from?"
So those are most of the times that I cry. Also, in all seriousness, when I got the news about Marlene passing, my brother's wife, my oldest brother CJ called me, and he let me know. And then after he and I got off the phone, I actually called, y'all know who I called. I ain't going to call the name, but anyway, I called that person up and then talked about it for maybe 20 minutes. And then afterwards I got off the phone and I just kind of broke a little bit. And I remember talking to mom after that. Mom was like, I'm tired of looking at men crying and all this other kind of stuff. And I was just like, well, mom,
that's when she bought you the book.
Probably. Right. But that's like real man. It's like human compassion.
You're right.
And for so long, it was like, I remember this episode of The Sopranos when Tony Soprano was like, you know, whatever happened to men like Gary Cooper? And who was like an actor, or he was an actor, and like he was supposed to play like tough guy roles or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't do stuff like that. But that's not real, because real men cry, whether it's in the dark or not. It happens, and just make sure that you take responsibility and you can protect your family or do whatever you got to do while you choking down tears or whatever. I don't know, but I'm just saying, yeah, those are the times that I have shed tears. I never seen Bambi, so I'm good on that one.
So, Theo, what about you, sir? Like, do you at all, if you do or not, cry? When was the last time you cried? And if it's too personal, you ain't got to share it.
I think, you know, I kind of agree with Brandon. Definitely the sad movies, man. When they got the music, it's like, it's not even your fault. It's just engineered, you know.
Is that Hereditary? Do your dad cry on that too?
Maybe. I don't know. I watched Signs earlier because it's Halloween. You know, at the end when his son, he holding his son, trying to make sure he was breathing. It was like, this is beautiful. He gonna live, but you know. It wasn't like I'm sobbing. It was just like a little bit of, you know, broke a little bit of the thug down just for a moment. But, and yeah, I mean, the same thing when, you know, when CJ called me about Marlene and he woke me up, I didn't know. You're still kind of hoping, like, I'm going to wake up from this dream. I don't even really register what's happening. Like, oh, Marlene's dead. Like, that that sentence doesn't even make sense to me.
Right.
You know, it wasn't until Alex called me balling that it was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing, you know, that could happen. So then it was like that, it really hit me, like, you know, to feel his pain, like, through the phone, like, that's my brother, I can't help him go through the worst pain you can imagine, so.
Yeah, no. That's
probably something like that.
No, I get that. Yeah, like, like I said, the older I get, and I know y'all about to clown me, but look, I'm huge into anime, right? These anime storylines be hitting me, man. Especially like I was watching the episode of Naruto, and when this nigga unlocked the seal, and he got to see his mama, and it was like right after my mom's had passed, nigga, I was bawling, bro, like just in tears, man. So it's just like the older I get, and more like you said, it's just like an engineer, like that sad, and you can hear it. Like it's like Mahalia Jackson humming in the background, and like the piano key is like an organ and not a piano keys and shit. And you just like, ah, oh, dude, I'm about to tear up. Like you over there just, you know, holding, you know, sucking it back. But yeah, definitely, you know, even when Brandon told me about Marlene, and you know, rest in peace to Marlene, you know, who was, you know, a beautiful soul. And just even when Brandon told me that, it was just like, yo, and it just blew my world. And it, you know, I mean, I think we all have experienced loss on some level at this point of our lives. And I had some big ones, you know, and I had some happy ones too. I think I don't want to say I cry often, but like, you know, I cry enough. I can probably count the last time. I think it's probably been at least this month. But times where I just really broke down, you know, the birth of my daughters, that was like an ugly cry. Like I skinned my knee, you know, riding my bike cry.
The snot cry.
Yeah, it was a snot cry. My wife looked up at me like, really, nigga? I'm the one doing all the work. You crying? Like, man up, nigga. Pull your skirt up, baby. And I was like, push your skirt up. But, you know, I'm just like, it's beautiful. So, that was like a real heart. I think that was the last time my ugly cry was when they was born. I was in that bitch like, and she just, you know, she just looked at me like, for real? She had on the anesthesia like, for real, son? They literally got my intestines on the fucking table and you crying? Yeah, yeah, I am. So, fuck you. Beautiful shit. Okay, so listen, the real reason for this conversation, when we was doing a production meeting, Smith over there fucking near death, right? Like, this motherfucker, he talking up some awful, right? And every time I'm like, you all right? Yeah, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, are you good? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Call somebody. I don't call nobody. Look, that was the clearest he could speak when I was like, you need some assistance. No. So that's why I brought this man pride up, because when is enough enough, especially when you being near death and be like, nah, I'm good. Your arm is hanging on by a thread, bro. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to walk this shit off. I'm going to go home. I feel enough is enough. Brandon, I'm going to start off with you.
Yo, you was dying. Like I was sitting there like, man, is this motherfucker got, I don't know, alopecia or some other
like, alopecia.
Some other like non-malignant infestation, but like he's reacting in such a way that like his immune system is depleted.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to like step in because you don't have no idea of how much devastation you're in.
Nah, like you was hauling back some shit, and like we couldn't even get the jokes off. You was hauling. I'm like, man, is he okay? Like, am I gonna have to fucking find the phone app your ass to find you in the middle of a parking lot dying? Like,
so I'm fine, by the way.
I've seen every episode and every season of House, and it was this one episode where this dude literally coughed up a part of his lung, and then House was making a joke about it in front of his classroom full of children. And I thought Smitty was about to cough up a lung, literally. Like, this motherfucker was hacking up shit. So, yeah, like, when is enough?
I don't hack up shit. I just drop shit.
Oh, that's a different topic that we might address.
What episode was that? Four? Go check out episode 4 for that bullshit.
I think it's 6 or 7.
One of them. Go check out that episode.
You want to.
So I addressed it a few episodes ago when I am going to work that day and I went and got a pain shot at the hospital.
He was crying.
He was killing me. And I've been on C duty now for, this is month 48. And so I'll be going to work like, look, I'm tired of this. My back hurts. My knees hurt. My shoulders jacked up. Like, when is enough enough? Because people at work be like, oh, such and such don't stand armed watch because they got a back problem or they got this problem. And I'm like, man, I got all three. And what is it? The mantra on the ship right now is warrior up. Because that's what the captain says. He's like, warrior up, you know, which is like man up or whatever. You know, stop being a bitch. I don't know. Like, it depends on how you look at it. And after a while, you'd be like, look, my pay went up like $200 a month once I hit 36 months at sea. And I don't care no more. Take the $200. Tell me what's wrong with my knee or tell me what's wrong with my back or whatever, because I'm tired of this. If I can't walk after standing for 5 hours in the same spot, looking out for Al-Qaeda or fucking the Taliban or whoever, because they're not here, right? It's terrorists, domestic and foreign, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But after a while, I say, look, unless we are taking fire right now, why do I care?
Listen.
Do not ignore my pain.
There's known knowns and there's unknown unknowns.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? And Donald Rumsfeld is not in office no more. I don't even know who the Secretary of Defense is right now, and I'm probably supposed to know. Somebody be like, oh,
Pompeo.
Who's in command? Who's the Secretary of Defense?
Pompeo. Secretary Pompeo.
Is it Mike Pompeo? Okay, because I thought he got fired.
He may be getting hit. Look, they changed administration like we changed shirts. I can't keep up.
Yeah, right? The Sarah Smith or whatever that, you know, that fat white lady with the brown hair that was always fucking shit up. What was her name?
Sarah Huckabee. Sucker Huckabee, Sanders.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the fat white women out there with brown hair.
That fat white woman did that fuck up shit.
Hey, shout out to the fat white woman with brown hair out there. It's so skinny, and, black. That's my beloved.
When Melissa McCarthy was on Saturday Night Live impersonating that dude, that was the funniest shit. And I can't even think of that dude's name, but Melissa McCarthy nailed it.
That was Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer, right. She nailed it better than he did on himself, right?
What the fuck? Come on, man. Yo,
listen, don't let him speak no more.
Yo, man, what's wrong with your brother, man? Hey, listen. Now, let me get Theo his shine. So, Theo, for you, like, when is enough enough? Or are you... You the new, like, since you ain't a millennial like the rest. Oh, you, I guess you are a millennial, but like you smart than the rest of us. So because you smarter than the rest of us, I got higher hopes than you because you're going to save us. Please tell me you don't do the dumb shit to just be trying to walk it off or be like, fuck it, I'm good. I'm going to duct tape my ankle back together and I'm going to drink some bourbon and I'm going to go to sleep. But please tell me you are a more refined individual than that.
No, I'm trying to go to the doctor, you know.
Wait.
Let's talk about this. When the last time you've been to the doctor? No, you go ahead and take your time.
So the doctor, I had a shoulder injury from basketball. So I've always had that with like flare up where I have a wrist, something related to that. So I think I got the splint somewhere like a couple months ago. Oh, so I'm just
saying. Actually,
how long did it take you to get there? After you, like, was it the first sign of pain or like 2-3 weeks later?
Let the like most June. Second educated man ask the most educated man questions.
Well, I got, you know, I document in my notebook like for my workouts, like, okay, these are my excuses why it wasn't good today. So I wrote down wrist pain 20 weeks. So it was like 2 weeks where I'm like, all right, I should go look at this.
Whoa. Before anybody say something, you journal your pain?
Hey, Smitty, do you got a journal when you get on the elliptical?
What's in he has a journal when I elliptical.
No, I'm talking about Theo. Like you said you just wrote down you were just saying you had too many days of pain, is what you were saying.
Well, I'm saying if I write down what I did in the gym that day, so it'll have notes like, okay, my left wrist felt like this, or my right leg, or you know, this is my knee felt weird, so I quit doing this.
Hey.
So I can look and see like, okay, this has been like 3 weeks. I've been writing wrist pain, so I should go look at something.
Hey, let me just tell y'all listeners out there that I now have the hope. I told y'all Theo was always my favorite person, and he is now by far my favorite person because, A, not only does he take care of himself, but he has a journal when he works out and notes it so he can improve and better himself. If that ain't the smartest man on this conversation, I don't know who he is, because the rest of us dumb fucks just be like, yeah, whatever. We don't even just pay attention to it. That's why I have hope for him and for the rest of our generation because of Theo. I'm with the rest of y'all. I do go to the doctor, and you know, just more recently, I'm trying to pay attention to, especially the older I get with ailments and you know pains and shit. So I try to pay attention a little bit more. But I am I'm gonna wait 6 weeks that this nagging pain that you know this lump that all of a sudden just started growing whatever you know I'm just gonna keep it moving, it'll go down, you know, it's just an ingrown hair, so we definitely need to just stop with that crazy
shit. it's sinuses
yeah, it's just sinuses for weeks now.
that's what it was
for weeks. I thought I had a sinus infection, so
whatever. Well, you gotta wait so you have at least three ailments.
You right.
That's how I wait. Like, if I'm going to go to the doctor, I need to have a list. Like, okay, I got this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. Can't just go in there with one thing. I don't got time for that.
So,
to cure all of that.
Yeah. Man, you might as well. That's similar to telling us to go outside and eat some goddamn grass.
Hey, Theo, you remember that one bottle of Robitussin that used to be in the closet above the broom closet?
It's still there, probably.
It's still there, right. You gotta get that tussin deep down in there and you be all right.
That tussin, that shit don't work. Listen, okay, so look. I'm glad y'all just had that brother moment right there, because that brings me into my next topic, which is siblings. So, listen, we all got siblings on the line. Some got more than others. But let me just hear some stories. So, like, Theo, give me some of the craziest stuff that you can mention without incriminating yourself, that you and your siblings have ever done, have been witness to, some of y'all biggest fights, civil rivalry moments, you know, just share if you can, sir.
Unfortunately for your question, I'm like 6 years younger than the next sibling, so I'm so far removed from like the rivalries and stories. Mostly it's, you know, by the time I was coming around, it's like me getting whooping, I come in the room, there's five people laughing at me. I didn't really get that. I didn't have no beefs with people. It was just like, oh, you still doing that? They're like, oh, you can't stay up? Like, oh, okay. Yeah, all right, I guess you got to go to bed. Like, you know, I didn't have no beefs with anybody like that. Just I'm, you know, too young to really go to war with anybody.
Okay.
You don't have no beefs with your brother now? Like, he don't command your life? He don't tell you what to do?
What?
Ah, definitely not.
Hey, whoa. Segway. Beverly gave birth to five man-childs that aren't controlled by the media or any other bullshit. So, what do you mean I made him do? Or anybody made him do?
I mean, because you're an older sibling.
Out loud, B.
But, I mean, you are an older sibling, and we've had older siblings who tried to influence us or persuade us with their age and elderly wisdom, lack thereof, but try to, you know, persuade us to be like, hey, younger siblings, so go play in the middle of traffic while Honda Civic coming.
So you don't have to be siblings, not necessarily rivalry. What, like, being a sibling, right, and having a brother, what's good, what's a good thing about your brother? Like, give me one good thing about your brother.
And let's preface this with the one that's on the line, because you got, or any of them, Nash, never mind, your brother or your sister, your brothers or your sisters, give us some good about them.
That pause.
Y'all put him on the spot. Yeah. This is like heavy questions. You know, here's your deal, your brother's on the line. Tell us what he means, right? To you. All right. I think, you know, like, Brian is definitely a good, like, listener to me. Being the youngest, normally people are telling me, this is what you're going to feel when you become this age. This is what you'll think. Oh, you a junior now? Okay, you want this kind of girl. You need this. You want to go to prom? You need to do this. So I feel like Brandon was usually, like, more so listening to what I was saying as I'm experiencing my own life, rather than saying, like, this is what you need to do. Like, here's a script that you're following. So I definitely appreciate that.
That's what's up. Look at that, Brandon. What about you, you, Brandon? Just in general, siblings in general.
So, to give you a proper vein of what this show is, Theo, fuck your feelings, right? Theo's the coolest little brother, younger brother in the world. Shout out to Alexander Jerome Hicks. Because it's fuck your feelings, right? Like, that's my brother. I got two younger brothers. And I have different relationships with both.
Right.
As far as siblings, I often wonder what CJ thinks about all four of us. Because I know he used to look at us like, man, like, what is it? When he used to call Alex Plucky. That was the funniest shit in the world to me. If anybody ever seen Tiny Toons, Plucky Duck.
I was wondering if that's where he was going with that shit. That's
He used to go at Alex. He used to call him Woody. And that shit was funny as hell to me. But Woody Woodpecker. And Woody
Woodpecker, he still does.
The most annoying thing in the world. Yeah. He used to call him Woody, Plucky. And don't get me wrong. He had the names for me. He had the names for Eric. Hey.
But what? Why did he always call him some kind of poultry?
Man, you could only... But see, here's the thing. So, the best story to me, sibling rivalry. So, I'll just go down the line. Our older sister, Nicole, Dominique, Dion Monique Hicks.
Not our whole government.
That's what I'm saying. Goddamn.
Well, she fed CJ crayons and ice cream one time.
Fed him crayons.
She, like, shaved the crayons off and put it in ice cream, and CJ ate it. And, like, as far as CJ and Eric, those two
had a colorful stomach.
Have, like, Super Smash Brother Melee type fights where there was this table in the family room on the first floor of my parents' house. And I remember I was upstairs. I don't know what I was doing, listening to music or something. And these motherfuckers was going at it. Next thing, and mom and dad was out at the movies or something like that. Next thing I know, I hear, bam, slam, whoops. And I come downstairs. And these niggas broke the table.
Yep.
Now, how do you explain that to your parents when they come home that y'all was wrestling or fighting or whatever y'all was doing so bad, and there's no witnesses except for the two of you, that y'all broke a table?
Listen, I had to explain to my mother why I had broke a window.
Oh, breaking windows. So that one goes to Theo and I. Theo was at the kitchen table.
Hey, Theo said he played the pigeons.
It's not actually Theo.
He said a prank caller. I don't know you. Right?
Theo was at the kitchen table not eating his dinner. Whoever had to watch dishes that night always had Theo dinner watch duty, where Theo would sit down at the table. He'd be like, I'm not eating this shit, Mom. This tastes like crap. I'm not eating chicken a la king. I don't care how much love you put into it. Fuck this. I'm not eating it, right? So Theo would be at the table, and one time Alex came in, he decides, well, this is my little brother. I'm gonna make him eat this stuff, right? And I was washing dishes, so
this is a civil rivalry story, Theo.
I'm like, in my opinion, I got watch duty, right? What is Alex doing in here? So Alex was just getting at Theo, he's yamming on him, and finally I was like, man, what the fuck are you doing, right? So I came over to the table and was like, hey, leave him alone. He'll eat it when he feels like it, right? And Alex said whatever he said, and then I pushed him into the kitchen window, and fortunately it was open. So like he hit the first glass and not go through the window. And that's a real candid story, but whatever. Fuck your feelings. And it was just like, well, damn, like, what are you doing, right?
Listen. See, at least he survived that story pretty unscathed. My brother scissor clipped me through a second story window. And through the grace of the guy, he caught me before I fell off the roof.
Hey, the girls that used to live next door used to slam each other's hair in the dishwasher when they would piss each other off. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Listen, and shout out to my brother who was supposed to be on, but he wasn't feeling too good, so we catch him on another episode. But me and this nigga, this motherfucker scissor clipped me out the window and caught me. So he was fucking with me one day, and I told him to leave me alone because I was having an unstable moment. I'm like 12. So I had a steak knife in my hand. Next thing I know, he had a steak knife in his stomach. So I threw the shit out that knife, and I was like, oh, shit. I didn't kill my brother. I'm like, oh, shit. Now that I'm getting in trouble and shit, my brother was over there like, shut the fuck up before mama hears. Shit, you're going to get us in trouble. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. Shut the fuck up. You're going to get us in trouble.
He told you he was going to kill you while he had a steak knife in his stomach that you put there?
Yeah, man. He was like, listen, you thought he was going to get in trouble. So he was like, fucking shut up. Because
so he was breathing out?
Not really. It was only like maybe an inch to him. It wasn't even really that much. It was a steak knife. It was a cheap steak knife at that. But I mean, he was fucking with me. I told him to leave me alone. But like, we used to have like hardcore matches because we were wrestling fans. So we would grab like pop bottles and shit and like hit each other over the head with like crushed cans and shit. Like, you know, because it was boys. So we'd do stupid shit. We put holes in the wall. We used to have to explain to my mother why the fuck there's an ass size hole in the wall. She slammed into a wall. I never forget, we used to play this game called War. So we had stairs. So one of us would collect all the shit we can collect. Now this is pencils, cap guns, quarters. And one person was standing at the end of the stairs, and the whole goal was you to run back and forth past the stairs. Fucking hit. This nigga hit me with a quarter, and for about a week, I had the emblem in the middle of my forehead. like this was like dead shot.
Yo, hey, right there, older brothers are like experts in torture.
Yeah.
This nigga CJ used to come into the room and used to practice flicking pennies at you between his thumb and his like middle finger, and he would do this shit from like 30 feet away.
Precision.
Come in the room, hit you with it, and then he run out. He's like, "What the fuck?"
But the cold part is why they was so fucking precise. Like the motherfucker had the best aim ever. Like I tried to do that shit. That shit going all the way. I might fucking even flick myself with the fucking quarter or some shit like that. This nigga fucking hit me.
Right?
Fucking precision ass aim. They was fucking master manipulators. My brother used to do all kind of fuck shit to me. Like, oh yeah, I cooked you breakfast and be like, go downstairs and check in the oven. And that shit just went in there. But this nigga be sitting there in front of me. And let me preface this. I love my brother. He was an asshole. But I love my brother.
We needed Chris on this call, man.
He can't defend himself. But that nigga was an asshole. That motherfucker used to be like, "Hey, man, you know, like he used to buy me ice creams. We used to go to different schools, and so I'd be on the bus, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy you this ice cream." But then later on, he'd be like, "Yeah, you know, I could have got hit by a car going to get that ice cream for you. So I need you to do 1,800 fucking errands and shit like that." I'm like, man, come on, bro. So, but you gotta love them, man. They make you who you are. You know, you have good times with them. So, Mitty, give us some real quick. Give us some stories.
Okay, so me and my sister are 12 years apart. And so we don't have like a big sibling rivalry, but we have one now in the sense of my sister thinks I'm successful. And so she always throws that up in my face. Like, so we always trying to upstage each other. We buy gifts for our mom. And so, so
hashtag privileged. This is black excellence.
My sister, so one year my sister wanted to really do something really nice for mom. So she bought my mom this really nice grill. And so I was like, okay, cool. Cause I asked my sister, she wanted to go in on a gift with me. And my sister wanted to buy a nice grill. My mom got this grill, real nice grill. Like she was like, oh, your sister bought me a really nice grill and everything like that. So I sent my mom an iPad. If my mama stopped talking about that grill, I don't think my mama ever used that grill until she got that iPad. Hey,
you a dick, because you did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, you an asshole for that.
You a fucking complete asshole for that. You did that shit on straight purpose. Oh, I got your motherfucking grill. Oh, yeah, I don't care if you can change the plates and all that goddamn shit. All right, cool. I got you.
My sister was like, ooh. She's like, ooh. Because like, at that year, I didn't know what to get my mama. Like, I had, so this is what happened. So I sent my mother. My mother loves this popcorn from Dallas. This was recent. And my mom loves this popcorn from Dallas. And so I sent her a whole, like 32 cup tin can of it for a birthday, because that's what I figured that she would want. I was not going to updo my sister. My sister bought my mom this grill. So I was like, well, shit, I'm going to buy my mom an iPad. So I sent her an iPad. And so my mama thought she gonna grill on this grill every year. She'll never grill on it. But she used the iPad every day.
You're an asshole for that one. That is not gonna change her being an asshole for that one.
So what else? I remember, so when I was growing up, my sister was like a second mom to me. So like I really appreciate my sister for everything she done for me growing up and everything like that. I really terrorized her and her friends growing up though. Like my sister was really big in the wigs when I was growing up. And so I would always pull her wigs off in public, pull her friends' wigs off in public. So I was really, I really terrorized my sister growing up as a little kid. But now me and my sister have a really awesome relationship. So I'm glad that
used to pull wigs off in public.
Yeah, my sister wigs.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, right. Does that not make you a complete asshole?
We already established that he is a sociopath.
But I'm only gonna take that from the PhD student, okay? He the only one could diagnose me. But he can't write no script though.
By the way, Brandon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
But when you said the second most educated man can only ask the first educated man questions, by who were you referencing in that statement?
That's a good question, ain't it?
Yeah. Moving on. All right, so y'all, so we're gonna move on, and I know the world is probably tired of lists, right?
Hey, for anybody that's listening, Brunson also has dual bachelor's degrees from Michigan State and a master's in business administration. So y'all can take that for what it's worth.
This is they had that on another episode. They understand.
This is like the most heavily degreed podcast episode that I think we recorded thus far, and I appreciate it. Matter of fact, I should just kick the rest of you niggas off and keep Theo. Hey, Theo, you want to be a new host of the Fuck Your Feelings podcast? Nah,
you got it, man.
But so okay, moving on to the list, right? So I know we tied a list. I know it's been lists floating around your top five MCs, movies. But so recently, you know, it came up that and this is something Brandon had brought to my attention, that there's a list of the 50 worst rappers. Now, most of these people I get, and I'm gonna name them off real quick. I'm gonna name all 50 off, but there's a couple on here that I'm like, I don't know about them. I can name some more rappers that were worse than these rappers on here, right? So starting off, just to name them off real quick, Magoo is one, Blueface is two, Lil Yachty is three.
Magoo is on the list?
Yeah, Stunna for Vegas is four. I don't know what the fuck that is. 5, Silk the Shocker. 6, JoJo Simmons. 7, G Herbo. 8, 50 Tyson. 9, Little B. 10, I-20. 11, OJ the Juice Man. 12, Matty B. 13, Vanilla Ice. 14, Creeshawn. 15, Black Tie. 16, Ron Artest. The fuck? 17, YFN Lucci. 18, Shaq. 19, Riff Riff. 20, Playboy Cardi. And they even got Kobe on here. So I know this is a bullshit list. So 20, Playboy Cardi. 21, Nick Cannon, which I don't know about that one. 22, OJ Mako. 23, Mike Jones. 24, Birdman. 25,
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
26, Iggy Azalea. Elia. 27, Trinidad James. 28, Lil Pump. 29, Mayokin. 30, Tony Yayo. 31, Gutta Gutta. 32, Webby. 33, Chingy. 34, Earl Sweatshirt, which is bullshit. 35, Freeway, bullshit. 36, Ludacris, bullshit. 37, Cassidy, bullshit. 38, Designer. 39, Bow Wow. I might throw Bow Wow some bell on that one. 40, Flo Rida. 41, Shorty Low. 42, Chief Keef. 43, Plies. 44, French Montana. 45, Slim Jimmy. 46, Memphis Bleak. 47, YG. 48, Tiger. 49, Logic. And 50, Savage. 21, Savage.
21.
So, 21. So, listen.
21.
I agree with a good 93% of this list.
So, 93? It looked like a list of nobodies, really.
Wait. 93
no.
out of
50?
Yeah. 93%.
Yeah, no. So that means you agree with 37 out of the 50, right?
Let's see, 1, 2, nope.
Maybe 99.
I got 4. I don't agree with 4 of them.
So 96 out of 50. 96
out of
100.
Yep, 96%. 5. Nope, I take that back.
Right, man.
95%.
No.
That's still not bad, man. That would be, what percent is that, 92?
Sure.
So if.
Okay. Yeah, somewhere
so
around
would,
there.
So it'd be 92%.
You agree with.
Five would be 90. Five would be 90.
46 out of 50, that's 92%.
So I five names I don't agree with on this list out of 50. And
no.
Yeah, it's 5.
So he had 90% of the list.
That's a whole 10% then,
right? Listen, so, Memph Bleek, I don't agree with, should be on this list. Ludacris, Freeway, Earl Sweatshirt, and Cassidy. I don't think any of them should be on this list.
Whose list is this?
This is...
That's a good question.
It came from a social media. Like, it was put together.
But it was Power 106.
Yeah.
That was Power 106?
Yep.
I think they put the list together. Like, because some of the people on that list are safe, right? They threw a couple people in there to get people to start thinking, and like, start to talk about the list. But we all know, I mean, Ludacris should not be on that list. Now, is he the best rapper? Like, I would, if there was, like, the top 100, maybe add him to the list. But top 50, he shouldn't be in the top 50. He may have made 67 or something, but top 50.
Can you be on the worst rappers list with platinum albums? But not just like each song, platinum albums.
Yes.
Because yeah, you're right. Gucci Mane should be on here. Gucci should definitely be on this list.
What did Vanilla Ice go?
Vanilla Ice is 13, but he didn't have platinum albums.
He didn't?
Not albums. He had one.
You show?
I mean, you only had 2.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
And I don't think Roll Up the Hootie Max Baby went platinum. I ain't for sure. But that's when he had his dread phase. I don't think he went platinum after that. But, so like, Bleak shouldn't be on this list. Bleak had bars. He got a storyteller. And like, Bleak definitely shouldn't be on this list. Cassidy, come on, man. Cassidy was the battle rap king in the early 2000s, along with having successful singles. Freeway, I mean, that was part of the Rock Dynasty. And Earl Sweatshirt is one of the coldest in Odd Future. So,
hey. So, how many albums do you think Vanilla Ice sold with his first album.
Oh, he went. I know he went over diamond.
So then you just said he couldn't have a platinum album.
I said albums, multiple. He only had one.
So the one don't count.
Yeah. No, I mean multiple. Because, I mean, on this list, Birdman had a platinum album. Nick Cannon probably had one. Mike Jones. OJ the Juice Man might have had one. I know Silk had one.
Birdman went platinum?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, well, I don't know about Birdman solo, but like the big timers, I believe, went platinum. Everybody get your roll on. Everybody get your roll on. I know that was
Vanilla Ice. He's got hits.
Is that again, Theo?
I said Birdman has hits.
That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't be surprised if he went platinum. I don't know off the top of my head.
Stunting like my daddy. Stunting like my daddy.
Yeah, that was one of his songs. So, I mean,
like that song.
And I'm just saying, like, it's people. I mean, people regard Logic as being one of the most lyrical out today.
I bought one of his albums too. It was all right.
So, I mean, worst rappers, like, I can name worst rappers. Like, so, you know, but I don't know. Give me your thoughts, Brandon. What are your thoughts?
So, I bought 2 Earl Sweatshirt albums. They were okay. One of them is like, I don't like shit, I don't go outside. That one was depressing. But I listened to it like 2 or 3 times through just to give it a good listen.
It's High Future.
Huh? I love Golf Wayne. In fact, when you put me on that album, whatever list, Wolf was one of my albums. Or Wolf was the album when you initially nominated me. Because that's a good album.
Right.
Shout out to Tyler, the Creator. If ain't nobody listened to him ever, listen to Wolf. Listen to Wolf from his perspective. And then think about what hip-hop should be. And then I think you can at least appreciate the album. Plus, there's some hot tracks on there. He also had a track on Game's album, The Red Album. I think it's track 4 with Tyler, the Creator. I actually like that song. I finally got Channel Orange. He not on there, but Earl Sweatshirt has a verse on Super Rich Kids, which I thought was okay. So going back to Earl Sweatshirt, he all right. Should he be on a list of top 50 worst rappers or bottom 50 worst rappers, I think is what should really be called? No, I don't think so. But I would probably struggle to find 50 that are worse until people brought them up. Silk the Shocker, I think, actually does belong on that list.
But my right is quick too.
Right. And he got some lines, but it's like, come on, man, what are you doing? As far as Mike Jones, that was a hot song.
Mike Jones had a hot 3 on
that album. Yeah, like y'all ain't know me.
And I'm not saying, so it's certain people that I didn't buy or didn't listen to, and then I'll go back and listen to later just to be like, all right. To me, you have to listen to the bad to be able to appreciate the good. So that's part of why at least I bought, who is it? Casey Veggies, who's also in Odd Future. I never got a hold of his album, and I can't even find it in stores. But sometimes you just can't find stuff. And for anybody that doesn't know, I've addressed this before, but I still buy almost all of my music exclusively on CD. So if I can't find it in a resale shop, or sometimes I'll just belly up and buy it at wholesale price. I think I bought KOD like that because I couldn't find it for resale. I couldn't find Pusha T's, not his last album, not the Kanye one, but Darkest Before Dawn, I think, which is the one previous to that. I couldn't find that, so I finally had to just pay full price for that.
But do you agree with this? Like, do you agree with this list? The names, particularly the 5 I had problem issue with. Do you agree with those 5
men? No, I seen a Cassidy album and I almost bought it, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good," because I know who he is. I think. who else is on? The issue I have, so I went back and bought all the Ludacris albums just to be like, all right, because I used to love little Ludacris. In fact, I remember this is going back to another sibling moment, but when Shaq Now and Shaq Later to these women can't stand straight, Theo and I used to laugh at that line. And then he had the video where he was doing like the double pumps with his arms, and we would be cracking up, like, because we knew where Ludacris was coming from, like.
Should DJ Khaled be on that list?
He ain't a rapper.
But he act like he is.
He's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper. All he do is spin records.
And so is Funmaster Flex. So they don't.
Funmaster Flex, right? So DJ Khaled, Funk, DJ Clue, none of them belong on the list. We talking about Diddy should probably be on the list, right?
But he had a classic first. He had a classic two albums that went platinum.
Hey, but to quote, I think it was Ghost. He was like, "Yo, that nigga can't rhyme for shit."
Nah, he can't.
Ghost was on the G-Dep track Special Delivery remix, but he's like, "Yo, look, Diddy going for it, but tell that motherfucker to get somebody else to write his rhymes every time because."
Why wasn't the guy from Millie, one of the Millie Vanillies on there? Didn't he try to rap in the middle of that song, but it really wasn't him?
Wait, hold on, real quick. Before that note, I want to give a shout out to Diddy and Revolt because we're trying to get picked up. So, yeah, there we go.
Hey, stop selling off motherfucking Diddy. Look, listen.
Is Great Lakes calling you every day? We trying to sell out to Diddy.
Hey, Diddy is an icon. Diddy is a pillar in some community as a Pan-Africanist. And for those that don't know, we done gone through this before. We're not Black Americans. We're not African Americans. We're not Afro-Americans. We Pan-Africanists in the sense of Marcus Garvey. Theo, I can see your face. I'll talk to you about this later. Pan-African, right? So, Diddy is who he is, and he got money. And I don't drink Ciroc, but, you know, a lot of people do. Good for
them. It does taste good.
There you go. So, he can pick up whatever, but I'm still going to speak because that's what this is. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be what you actually feel and got to say. They pick us up, they pick us up. They don't. Whatever. Right?
Well, how do you make... I don't understand how you make a bottom 50 of something.
I'm not really sure either.
I don't really get... I mean, it's just to be controversial just so they can put, like you said, the five names on there.
They said the top 50 worst rappers. I called it bottom 50 in this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just to say something is the most worst is like, it should be people you never heard of. Like, if they had, like, here are the worst rap YouTubers we found, and they had the video, like, this dude is garbage.
I mean, but see, here's the
thing,
worst
person we could find on YouTube. That would make sense to me. Like, but somebody who has a platinum album, I don't even really get it. After a while,
digging at the bottom of the barrel is fruitless, right? It's futile.
For sure. I mean, it's
just like naming the best basketball players when some guy didn't make the NBA, but he can outball 10 out of the first top 25 NBA ballers, right?
Right.
Some guy tore his ACL before he ever got his career started, but he can still ball better than DeMar DeRozan or Victor Oladipo or name somebody else that's like almost on the precipice of being great, but they're not quite there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Bradley Beal. You know, they almost there, but they're not quite there. They're not Damian Lillard. They're not Steph Curry. They're not LeBron James. They're that guy that you mentioned after them.
So
he's just as good, if not better than them, but he never made it to the league. Hey, Smitty, just in case you checked out, we're talking about the National Basketball Association because I know you don't give a fuck about sports. Yes, that was for you, Smitty.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck you.
You know what I mean?
You know, let me tell you something. You're going to keep trying to come for me on this show, okay?
What you going to do about it?
You know, you look, I ain't going to come over there to the East Coast and whoop your ass.
You in what army?
Well, I'm not the army. I can't beat your army.
Yeah, because I'm in the Navy.
Yeah, that don't count.
Beat your shit.
That don't count.
Rockefeller is the army. Better yet, the
Navy. I get the Air Force, nigga. The Air Force is real people anyway. They
shoot at you crazy, right?
So, with that said, finishing up this top 50 list, because we had another list on here. It was the top 100 best singers, but I found out it was like from 2010, not to mention it was some bullshit. So we're not even going to address that, because I think Michael Jackson and Prince were like in like the 20s and 30s. So we're not even going to talk about that list. But this top 50 worst list, like I said, I had some issues with it. I mean, definitely people on here were several marked the platinum, if not gold albums that shouldn't have been on there. I mean, definitely not Ludacris, you know. So moving right along, I think we might be about it, fellas. We got one more in regards to elections, but, you know, we can say that for another time unless y'all want to touch on it real quick.
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, listen, so last the topic, and then we're going to get on out of here, is elections. And what they regards to elections, we just wanted to know, I know in the last election, I've had several people tell me that they didn't vote, or they didn't know who to vote for because they could trust neither candidate, or just neither candidate was personally in regards to their personal political affiliations or something that, you know, what they wanted. So first off, you know, just asking everybody, real quick, do you vote? So Smitty, start off real quick, because I know, you know, you kind of start. Smitty, do you vote?
I do vote, and I vote religiously. Like, and it, and especially in Texas, they make it so easy to vote now. We have early voting, so I love voting.
Right.
Especially me, you know, I understand that from being a political science major, that voting is very important. Like, a lot of people like to complain, you know, and complain and complain and complain, but they don't vote. So I vote to voice my opinion. So that's the strongest way you can do it, is to vote and vote and to vote your direction and the way you want the country to go. So I'm very, very, very big on voting.
All right. What about you, Mr. Theo? Say it one more time. I think you muted. You there? Okay, what about you, B?
Can he not hear you?
I think he can. He might not get. It might. Something might have happened. But what about you, B? What you? Do you vote? A. B. Do you? What's important to you in regards to voting? When when it comes to, you know, voting and voter registration, and in regards to locals, state, federal government.
So we addressed this in the pre-production. Since I gave up being a civilian, I've stopped voting. I wasn't quite certain that I was going to do that when I made that commitment, yet it kind of happened, to quote Smitty, or at least in the same vein, organically. Because no matter who is in command, I have to salute.
Correct.
And while I'm still allowed to have an opinion, it's only at certain times, definitely not while in my work clothes. So I kind of just chose to not. But previous to that, yes, locally and nationally, I would. Gubernatorial, presidential, mayoral, local statute, whatever, I think that we as the people and popular sovereignty, we should participate, whether we feel as though our voice is actually being heard or counted. We should, however, I often feel that it's not, and we've seen throughout history that it won't be. You know, there will be all types of obstacles placed before those who are trying to exercise their right, whether it be poll taxes or grandfather taxes or, you know, just you can go through the list of all of those different things that prevent it or prohibit it, people from expressing how they actually feel in regards to the populace. Going towards siblings, Eric and I, my older brother by a year, have had a discussion multiple times about how the United States is a democratic republic rather than a democracy. Everyone's vote doesn't count the same. Plurality within a state means more rather than my individual number. When George Walker Bush won the presidency the first time against Albert Gore, he did not get more votes, but he won the presidency because of gerrymandering and how we align voting districts. And
real quick, sorry to cut you off. Michigan, or this, not Michigan, the Supreme Court ruled that in Michigan, gerrymandering wasn't illegal. So they overturned the ruling made by the Supreme Court. So they essentially said that they couldn't be biased enough in regards to votes counting. And I can't remember the exact article, the language, but it was something to the regards of the language that was written to say that the gerrymandering was an advantage for a particular party. So they overturned it.
You said they made gerrymandering not legal?
They made it legal, essentially. They overturned the rule of it being illegal.
Okay, and that makes sense because it's very difficult. If you're going to make a distinction between districts, then after that, all rules are kind of off the table except for the rules in regards to how you draw districts. And therefore, gerrymandering will take place. So it's almost futile to try to prevent it. Just be like, hey, look, we're either going popular vote or we're not. And once you say not, then everything else is obscure or sophisticated and essentially in keeping with the parameter of the masses being asked is bullshit, right? Because people won't understand. Give me my adjustable rate mortgage. This is the shit, right? Because my payment is lower and I can go on doing whatever I do, right?
To that bitch balloon.
I got, you know, Desperate Housewives or Real Housewives of Atlanta episodes to catch up on, right?
Until that shit balloon, yeah.
Yeah, I don't got time. I don't got time to pay attention to anything as far as a balloon payment or anything that I can't read about but immediately understand. Hey, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I got the BET Awards to watch or MTV Awards or the Grammys or what else do people watch? Dancing with the Stars, Star Wars movies. What else is really popular? The Walking Dead. I don't watch none of that shit, so I'm naming off things that I don't pay attention to. Game of Thrones.
Half of which has been canceled and or over for months or years. Half the list that you just named.
Game of Thrones within the last 2 years, right?
Game of Thrones ended about 6 months ago. Dancing with the Stars has been about like 2 years.
That shit still comes on.
No, Dancing with the Stars last year was last year, right? Or the year before, I thought.
I seen an advertisement for the new season.
Oh, well, maybe I wanted it to be canceled. My bad. Go on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, because you ain't even paying attention to it. Fuck Dancing with the Stars. Who cares? I loved when Dave Chappelle was like, hey, look, I'm not taking that call until I'm desperate. until I done fell off and I'm taking pictures with OJ, I'm not answering Dancing with the Stars phone call, right?
So again, shout out to Dancing with the Stars. If you know you want to, you know, pick us up and pay us some money to be podcast.
Nothing against Dancing with the Stars, you know what I'm saying? Gangsters don't dance, they boogie. If you catch me at the right moment, I'll get down with it.
Out, yeah, I feel you. So, Theo, what's your thoughts in regards to voting? And in particular, I want you to answer this one, because we was talking about this when we were getting ready to do some topics, and Brandon brought up the fact that he don't really give a shit who was running. If his political affiliations differed, he would not vote for a friend or a family. So just, you know, start off with, like, do you vote, and do you find the importance of voting, and then go into that. Like, would you vote for a family member just off simply being family or friends, knowing that they was a solid person, you just happen to be on the other side of the line politically with them?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I do not vote. I don't, I do think it's important. I guess I'm lazy. I ain't done it. But, would I vote for somebody who, I think I would, because I think that's the essence of politics. It's kind of just a nepotism thing. It's just, this is a person who I have their ear. So whatever team jersey they're wearing, it would make sense to vote for them.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would vote. I mean, if being like, let's just take everybody on this episode, that if either one of y'all decided to run for whatever form of government and I had the right to vote for y'all, I would vote, because I know the type of people you are, regardless of political affiliation. And I know you, first and foremost, will have the people in hand when it comes to the policies that you're governing up. So, you know, I will vote for, and like I said, anybody on this call, definitely. Maybe, you know, some other people I might have to think twice about. I'm not going to just ride with the home team, no matter how much of a Lions fan I am, and they win or lose all the time. I just ain't going to ride.
Before you answer, Theo, know that
he already answered.
In the pre-production
meeting, he already answered.
I'll let Brunson know that I probably wouldn't vote for him.
Okay.
He's probably too far. He's my best friend, but he's probably too far liberal for me politically, for me to be like, yo, like, I would accept the cabinet position if he nominated me, but I would spend half my time telling him that his views was too far liberal for me.
He's saying you would renounce him?
No, I mean, like, if he won, he won, but he didn't win.
Distance yourself.
Hey, not only did he say that, but he said he'll still sit at my table and break my bread with me while telling me my bread ain't shit.
Yeah, essentially.
So, but in that same vein, I appreciate that, because I think too many times we just have, you know, just yes men. And, you know, you just shouldn't be riding with people just to ride with people. If you feel like you got a good point, or you feel like, nah, you going down the wrong path, let that be known to me in my eyes. You know, just don't ride with me just because, hey, I'm your homie, and we've been homies, and we've been in the trenches together. So, but let me have y'all final thoughts real quick as I watch Brandon bite into the biggest sandwich that I know ain't meat, because you don't eat meat. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck it is.
I saw an egg.
It looked delicious. I know that.
It's an egg with a green tomato. And a Beyond Burger and some pesto, and then I got hash browns with onions on the side.
This motherfucker went and made a goddamn gourmet 5-star Michelin star ass meal
with a brioche, or however the hell you say brioche bun.
You bougie ass nigga. They should have never gave you niggas money.
It was good though. Now I'm gonna sip my Kapali fucking coffee, liquor, whatever the fuck drink it. With the Carolines as well.
And with that said, let me get y'all final thoughts so I can get y'all out of here. Any last words from anybody? Any final concerns?
We got to have closing remarks.
I mean, you can't. I mean, I usually yell out, fuck your feelings, fuck your remarks when some people start. But, you know, because I like Theo, and I've always liked Theo. Hey, did I let you know, like, you might be my favorite Hicks, but don't tell the rest of them, right?
Appreciate it. Dang, I wish I had a, you know, a GoFundMe or something to promote right now.
I mean, I'm going, so. Listen, I mean, if you want, you can let the people know your social. And if you want me to post it, you can, you know, shoot it to me, text it to me, text the brand and get it over to me.
I don't want to do none of that. Thank you.
I feel you.
Because of this podcast, I'm just, you know, I'm just. Listen,
totally understand. You're a man of mystery, man. James Bond don't actually tell his real name. 007, motherfuckers. That's all you need to know.
Right.
What about you, Brent? Any last words?
Is this coming Tuesday, Election Tuesday, or is it next Tuesday?
This episode will probably be out before Election Tuesday.
Okay, well, for those that are civilians, go out and exercise your right to vote. Whether you're counted in an electoral college type, your vote doesn't matter if you're not in the majority, whatever. Go vote anyway, because you never know. Maybe it'll swing the other way. I had zero confidence that Donald Joseph Trump, I think it's Joseph, would win the presidential election. But once he did, though I don't actually agree with most of his politics, I was happy that a quote-unquote outsider could win, because any person that's 35 and over, I'm 36, should be able to win the office of president. And if he so strongly felt some type of way that he went out and bought the election, I don't know. Good for him. That means that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and what's that bitch name? Ocasio-Cortez?
AOC, yeah, man. I like AOC. Shout out to AOC.
No, see, AOC. And again, there goes a support for me saying, hey, man, I wouldn't vote for you, but you my homie. Like, all them people, them Washington insiders, forget all of them. But I do think that the people should be able to go out there and say what they got to say, and bring the issues to light that they have, whether I agree with them or not. So that goes for Smitty and his fucked up opinions. That goes for Jeff and his Pan-Africanism and my support of that, because, hey, if we don't support each other, then what else? Who else is going to support us? So that's voting Antonio Brown off the island. That's voting Courtney M. Smith, or whatever Smitty's middle name is. And
Gerard,
yeah, I knew that. Yours is Dwayne. But anyway, voting those people off the island.
When you get jammed up, man, don't mention my name.
But voting those people off the island that don't agree with me until I'm the person that's the problem, and then I have to choose whether I can conform to the company line to get where we want to get. Until, what did Bing Rain say in Con Air? He was like, I can play house nigga until I get what I want to get, and then the dog gonna have his day, right? Yeah. So until we get what we really want, then you get what you can get.
Hey, shout out, by the way, to Conair, one of the most classically underrated movies of all time.
That should have been mentioned on the top 10 movies.
Like, we need to come back and have an underrated movie list, because Nick Cage got about 5 or 6 of those that's on the underrated list that nobody really fuck with, and Con Air was one. And I know Con Air, a lot of people think it was a shit movie, but that was a good movie. So
Raising Arizona by your favorite directors, Ethan and Joel Coen.
Was a good movie. Was a
great
good
movie.
Was a really good movie. So, like I said, you got a lot of sleepers out there. So, as always, thank you, Theo, for coming on. We really appreciate you, especially doing it at the last minute. Brandon, always, you know, it was awesome to have you on. Smitty, who had to run, you know, as always, check us out, you know, on all your streaming platforms.
Smitty had to go more educated because he was like, wait, Theo got a what? Shit.
Well, that's why I had to ask that question, because in the pecking order of degrees, then I'm behind Theo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to explain who was second and who was third. I was just letting that motherfucker know that it's more educated people than his ass. To let you know, Theo, Smitty said that he doesn't want to talk to anybody that's less educated than him about whatever subject. It's fucked up, right?
But did we ever confirm that he actually said that?
Yeah.
Because I listened to that episode, and I didn't actually hear him say that.
It was implicit in what he said.
So you assumed?
No. Because I'm not an assumption.
As always, thank y'all for listening to us. You can check us out on social media. Fuck_yo_feelings. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please, we enjoy y'all listening to the show. Please leave comments, concerns, reach out to us if you got some topics, ideas. As always, fuck your feelings, and one.